till 19 minutes after midnight. The music of the stars, WRJN, your home for the Green Bay Packers.
Latrell
John Barry
spent
wrote
more
this.
Than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Line up with the mayor.
Tom Miazga. Tom, I was talking about the inspiration you are to kids. Their parents have got to take a lot of comfort in meeting a guy like you.
I've been really impressed with parents that never said, you know what, like, oh, you want to go play soccer? Like, you're going to learn the hard way, but we're not going to say no. As long as you're providing an opportunity and you're giving a kid a chance, most of the times, actually 11 out of 10 times, they don't fail.
The John and Gordy Show.
Red meat suddenly good for us now.
University of Chicago. Yeah, they've shown that a nutrient found in red meat and lamb may support our body's ability to fight off cancer cells.
So you're saying go out and get a Whopper today. Have a juicy hamburger and
big
some
hamburger,
meatloaf.
Double burger.
Now we're all really hungry.
Weekday morning 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
What is an insurrection, John? Trump's lawyer seeking to challenge the definition.
To say prevent the peaceful transfer of power, would that be an insurrection?
To prevent the peaceful transfer? I don't think so, and I'm not sure, Your Honor. Look, I don't know a definition of it, but I know it when I see it.
Judge, you're making it up. I'm making it up. Everybody's making it up.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio
Network. Happy New Year, everybody.
Good evening, everybody. Just after 9 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker and Jimmy Cave with you here.
We're ringing out the old and slinging in the new. And this is Harry James with all the music makers about to give you the first downbeat on the Armed Forces Radio Service New Year's Dancing Party. All of your favorite bands are on the line tonight to play New Year's greetings from Times Square to Nob Hill. And now from good old Hollywood, we uncork your first noise maker.
Lou Regani is going to be on the air starting at 7 o'clock doing a New Year's Eve countdown that you can dance to. We want you all to tune in, have a safe and happy New Year's Eve, and turn it to Civic Media across the network. 7 o'clock to midnight tomorrow with Lou on Max Civic Media.
Nice, I'm going to tune in, Jimmy.
Yeah, I am too.
Will you be dancing?
Yeah, I'll be dancing. No one will watch it. I can dance, but no one watches. That's fine.
Oh, man. I hope you know they formed in 2017, but you guys are still working on our debut album. Where are you guys in that process? When is it going to be out? Is it going to be final? Tell us a little bit about your upcoming album.
Thank you.
actually gone through several times about the process and worked with people in studios. And I've been going for a while too. It's a big learning process.
You have to go re-record your part because it changed.
Yeah, we're also like perfectionists, and our parts change, and we're like, okay, well, we just found out it's a lot better this way, so we go back and redo it again. We have kind of solidified what we have now.
Sometimes the best way to work parts out is
for the first round, and this is Harry James adding New Year's greetings as we move right along. And your AFRS dancing party takes the count.
Harry, this is Count Basie. We're coming off of New York City. We're going to make New York really jump. That's right. It's a 1 o'clock jump.
That's a stumper. 2037.
We probably have enough songs for 3 albums or 4 albums right now. So.
We have a couple of recordings of those the songs that you sent to us that we played on the radio before tonight. Are those kind of doubles or official singles or whatever? So what is
material. It's never a time where you don't have anything to learn.
What is it about gospel music that you love so much?
It's my roots. It's where I came from. My first music I knew. It came jazz, smooth jazz, R&B. The gospel was first. I grew up in church from day one. I watched the drum. So that's my roots.
Hey, what are your drumming influences? That's what I got to know.
There's a lot of those. Okay, I go from younger, like I said, watching the church drummers in the church I grew up in. And from there, I said, Dennis Chambers, one of the first drums. I said, Tony Weston Jr., Thomas Bridget. And as I got older, more jazz drummers, Steve Gadd, Dave Leckel. I started playing the funk band with Alex, Charles Walker band.
Oh, yeah.
The list goes on and on. It never stops. I'm always trying to keep my brain fresh. Music goes on and on and on. It's a lot.
And you sing too, right? What is it like playing drums and singing at the same time? I'm one of those guys. I trip when I chew gum and walk, so.
Try to get into a flow state, just let it flow. Just wish for the best.
Yeah.
You practice enough, something good will come out.
May say in New York.
Are you ever on
New Year's Eve 1945, the world finally at peace. First time in 5 years.
Just the front guy singing?
This is the music of the stars. Johnny and Ed.
This is actually the most I've sang out front. So I'll do a couple of songs with Butter Cheetah. You'll hear.
See, I don't hear anything. You?
The next couple of songs we play.
Okay, well, let's get more music until I figure this out.
Yeah, this is. I did it in church growing up, but not so much.
AM 1400, your home for the Green Bay Packers.
Join in with your noisemakers as we add our greetings to the music of Warsaw Concerto.
Well, let's get back to live music in the air with Butter Cheetah, presented by the Aaron Burger here on Magazine Radio. The next song you have for us today is called Always. And you can't stop there. What is that?
Suicide Squadron, also known as Dangerous Moonlight. Great World War II movie, great theme to the Four Aces. Did a big hit with that in 1958. Here they are.
All around the city sidewalks, signs of Christmas. Hear the sound of singing everywhere. The snow is falling, cold December. Oh, how I wish that I was there. I know the season calls for joy and gladness, but there's so much darkness in the night. So here's to the lonely. You're not the only. Each other by a warm glowing message to the lonely. You're not the only. I'd like to light a light so bright. Here's to the lonely tonight.
Lights serve to lighten my way as I make my way downtown to one of many night spots. I know where they're all found. Yes, I'm back again to the lonely life, the life that many know. Soon I'll be there. Too hard for me. Now as I try to keep my heart from letting memories show, I'll pretend that I'm so happy.
Sync Radio presented
by Martin, Voices, still singing together, Al Alberts and the group, at Festa Tellian in Milwaukee and many other places.
If I rule the world, every day would be the first day of spring. Every heart would have a new song to sing. And we'd sing of the joy every morning would bring. If I rule the world, every man would be as free as a bird. Every voice would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would treasure each day that occurs. My world would be a beautiful place where we would weave such wonderful dreams. Happiness that no man could end. No, my friend, not if I rule the world. Every head would be held up high. There'd be sunshine.
Stars for New Year. Here's Jack Jones. This was from Anzio, 1968.
Have you gone, you bright-eyed, gentle dreamer? Where is the man you thought you found that war is necessary? Help.
War movie at 68. The Birdmans wrote this. Jerry Goldsmith.
Civic Media, we are from local music. That was Emmanuel, both on drums and vocals on that song. Excellent.
Wow.
Excellent.
Amazing.
We got to get our brain back in order here to finish off the last segment of Live in the Lair. We'll be right back. Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K. Listen to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Civic Media radio station, or on the Civic Media app. Green.
Boy, Jimmy, it'd probably be a lot better to listen to Guru Johnny than listen to Chris Collins I see them on the Packers. So just put the Packers on me and Guru Johnny. What do you think?
I don't hate and I think to myself. one more note of programming, wow. Too. We got Max and Kevin coming up at 10 o'clock world. Tonight. We got a double dip of the Vanishing Kicks. Plus the essential last track with I twist. See bands from the last track, Family Tree, and tonight it's 7-6.
And clouds of
that
white.
That's awesome. Love it. Hey, we're here with the bright, blessed day. When you guys are on to
and the dark, sacred night.
It's time to stop for some
and
food.
And I think to myself.
Is there a battle where to go? Do you guys battle each other? What are the favorite
foods? Modest ain't a bad world.
We need a quick bite to eat. that's pretty much our go-to for the quick bites.
Those spicy chicken sandwiches are pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Or you can't beat a Culver's cheeseburger.
Yeah, that's true. What's the saying? The thousandth time you go to...
I see friends shaking hands.
But we like to kind of adventure.
Saying, how do you do?
Food that we can't get for
why all that's saying is I love you. Babies cry.
Parthenon, that's where you
and I watched them grow.
Yeah, actually, they went out there. I went and
might have learned much more than I'll ever know.
Yeah, so like change up, like the scene.
And I think to myself,
breakfast is my favorite.
What a beautiful world.
Oh, no, I'm not old enough yet for that. But no, the greasy spoon
yes,
on Main Street.
I
you know
think
place, right?
To myself.
Yeah, we all know that place. And Ryan,
this ain't such a bad
guitarist
world.
Of Odishida. What is your backstory? How did you get your start in music? Because you are one great guitar player.
Thanks, Ryan.
Torme.
It's a blue.
Never played an instrument, really. I used to noodle on the piano. I took lessons for a long time, and my piano teacher hated me because I memorized
without you.
And then I'd actually get in there and I couldn't read. So I would just have it, you know, memorize everything by
heart.
Is this like math and not working on your work, you know? And, showing your work.
Same thing. And how'd you get there?
But then, actually, it was when I was in college.
My
I came home to Southern
nights,
University. Almost everyone in there had a guitar. Everyone in the dorm rooms
with
had a guitar.
Heaven.
And so I came home and said, like, I want a guitar for Christmas. So, you know, 18, 19 years old. And
with you
so my dad bought me one
from
the first guitar, actually. It's called Offbeat Music, and it just opened up. And it was an acoustic Takamine Jasmine, and it came with a VHS tape. One of those pitch pipe tuners.
Yeah.
You know, like an extra little plastic bag of whatever cheap strings. So I went home, I popped in the VHS tape, and I took extensive notes on this VHS, on a notebook. I was like hooked instantaneously. I went back to school for the second semester.
See the sky.
My heart and I.
We're all an indigo blue.
Shut up, you suck. And I heard that. But from then on, I just stopped. I just kept pushing.
And then, did you mention the role of your parents?
I did. Yeah. Guitar, my mom,
you were the light that brightened my life.
That I take piano lessons, so.
My stars
I mean,
18, and moon
is,
and sun.
Late usually for guitar players, usually start
then
early.
With
and
your
you
flight
really took on to it.
Came the night in my
obsessed.
Life.
Obsessed. Do you play other instruments
no
besides
laughs,
guitar?
Not
at the level
no
of the
love,
guitar. I mean, you can pretty much play. I play a little mandolin, ukulele,
fun.
Piano. I write stuff on the keys. I can read music, you know. I can't
it's
sit in front of a piece of
a
Bach and just, you know, play the whole thing, but I can understand the language and I can memorize it very well.
From now
well now you know, you're also a teacher, a guitar teacher.
I am. I've been teaching lessons since 2004, so is it 19 years? And that's one of my favorite stories too. I got my first electric guitar and my first Ovation store called Dr. Woods in Fox River Grove. Before I moved out to California.
The sky,
but when I came back, a few years later, I was sitting in Dr. Woods one day, and they asked me if I would teach that day.
Without you.
Showed up. And then they continued to not show up, and they gave me all of the students. And that was in the era of Guitar Hero. So before you knew it, I was teaching 55, 60 students a week.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I got a job at another store. And eventually I was teaching 6 days a week. And I
55, Mel.
Oh, there is doing that. Yeah.
Dinah Shaw next.
Would you say teaching kind of became an obsession, just like the guitar did for you?
Well, what it allowed me to do is get up in the morning, take
They call me Coquette and Mademoiselle.
Teach for yourself.
And I must admit, I like it quite well. It's something to be the darling of all.
While talking about music all the time.
La Grande Femme
More as I talked about it.
La Belle de Bois. There's nothing as gay as life in Paris. There's no other person that I'd rather be. I love what I do and I love what I see.
That's like the wet dream of every musician that you just described right there. Seriously.
Pretty much, it's pretty much over.
I mean, maybe not the teaching part of it, but being able to have your instrument in your hand, to talk about your music, to play your music on a full-time basis and make a living out of it. You just hit the jackpot.
The apple tree.
Again, what's incredible too is in 2004 was the year my wife, months before I started teaching.
You'll see me in Nice or see me in Spain. I follow the sun by boat or by plane. It's any old millionaire in a store. For I've got my furs to keep my heart warm. And sometimes I drink too much with the crowd. And sometimes I laugh a little too loud. My head may be aching, but it's unbowed. And sometimes I see it all through a cloud.
Just a dream. American finds himself stuck in Mexico, and this is the papers and getting back across the border, and some kind of finding his way into the village and getting drunk and having a hard time. It was kind of like a basic move that I came up with many years ago.
Dinah. That's a clip from her TV show, 1959. Hey, I got Fred Astaire over here. Well, at least his recordings.
Everywhere that beauty goes,
let's check it out. It's Border Cheetah right here.
Everywhere an orchid grows,
you are. This song is called
Everything That's Young and Gay.
Sounds like an immigration
nightmare. Brighter than a holiday. Everywhere the angels play, you are. You're like Paris in April and May. You're New York on a silvery day. A Swiss Alp as the sun grows fainter. You're Loch Lomond when autumn is the painter. You're moonlight on a night in Capri and Cape Cod looking out at the sea. You're all places that leave me breathless, and no wonder you're all the world to me.
Paris in April and May. Your New York on a silvery day. A Swiss Alp as the sun grows later. Your lock woman when autumn is the paper. Your moonlight on a night of Capri. And Cape Cod looking out at the sea. You're all places that leave me breathless. And no wonder you're all the world to me.
Fred Astaire, that's a picture that's really self-biographical. Plays Fred and his sister Adele. Until 1940, Adele was part of the team. Tony Bennett.
Everywhere that beauty glows, you are. Everywhere an orchid grows, you are. Everything that's young and gay, brighter than a holiday. Everywhere the angels play. You're like Paris in April and May. You're New York on a silvery day. A Swiss Alp as the sun grows fainter. You're like woman when autumn is the painter. Your moonlight on a night in Capri. And Cape Cod looking out at the sea. You're all places that leave me breathless. And no wonder you're all the world to me.
Estados Unidos is my father. Home I cannot go. I am Juan Carlos. No Americano ship down to Mexico. Estados Unidos is my father.
Great big bells high up in the Catholic tower
from in Catholic Tower, they made a mistake.
My brother made a mistake. You said showers. My brother said Catholic showers.
I didn't. It's an accident.
You said it real clear.
I know, heard
it. When did you first realize that you said it? Yeah, so did I. I think everybody realized you said Catholic showers. Do you know anything at all about the Catholics?
No.
They'll get you.
Tommy Smothers and Dick Smothers, what a team. There's a lot of stories to be told, but we'll let Tommy talk, huh? We lost him. This is his last video.
Tom Smothers, a comedian and musician who became famous in the 1960s as one half of the legendary Smothers Brothers performance pair, has passed away, according to a statement released by his brother. T. Smothers was a member of the Smothers Brothers. Aged 86, Smothers was. Tom was not only the loving older brother that everyone would want in their life, but he was a one-of-a-kind creative partner. Dick Smothers said in a statement regarding Tom's passing that was released by the National Comedy Center on Wednesday, being able to spend a lifetime with him, both on and off stage, for more than 60 years is something for which I will be eternally thankful. The more time we spent together, the more we liked and respected one another. Our connection was similar to that of a healthy marriage for this reason. Without a doubt, we were blessed. The tagline, "Mom always liked you best," grew popular among Tom Smothers, and it was also the title of the album that the brothers released in 1966. Before putting their irreverence and exquisite timing to use in the service of their own network variety show, they were a big nightclub act and frequently appeared as guest stars on late-night television shows. In 1967, CBS had first hired the brothers to create a variety show for the Sunday night slot opposite NBC's Bonanza, which was the highest-rated show on television at the time.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Smothers Brothers!
Primetime variety. We'd like to begin this show with one of the most inspirational songs that's ever been written, titled "The Impossible Dream." To dream the impossible dream, to find the unbeatable foe. Unbearable sorrow to run where the brave fear to go. This is my quest to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. The Impossible Dream, from the Broadway show Man of La Mancha. It tells the story of the brave, the courageous Don Quixote. In this song, The Impossible Dream, it tells of his quest, his impossible dream, his vision and his courage. I think that this song has a message for every person in our audience tonight. In fact, this song has a message for every single living person in the entire world. Tom, what is the message this song sends to you?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
I just didn't hear.
I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
Tom, it is important. This message is so important. It's a simple one, but it's so important. It says, fight for what you believe in. That's right. Fight for what you believe in. If you believe in something strong enough and it's important to you and helps your fellow man, then no matter what the odds, no matter what the possible outcome, if you stand straight and tall and fight for your
convictions than you, then you will be the winner. No matter what the result, you will be the winner in life and help build a better world. That's what this song means to you. Do you understand, Tom? Did you listen to me? Did you pay attention? Did you comprehend?
Yes.
You did.
The impossible dream. The impossible dream. 200 years ago, the world gave birth to a new nation, America.
I know you guys are.
And George Washington was father of our country.
In February, what upcoming show?
George Washington.
In 2024 here in Wisconsin.
George Washington, they said George Washington slept here, he slept there. Yet he was still elected president. Today, that is an impossible dream.
It's okay, yeah, we were trying to
George
put
Washington
together a tour,
I think we all remember the, and, George, we're still the story in, of George Washington of and the cherry tree.
But it's just been
George Washington chopped
been hectic
down
to
the
throw
cherry
together.
Tree.
We're really looking forward to
he just chopped it down. He just willfully chopped down the cherry tree.
Rippersnap
when
is
asked about the chopping down of the cherry tree, George Washington said,
in Brooksville, Florida,
I cannot tell a lie.
Where can we keep
I
up with Buddha Cheetah online and pick up a copy of
I cannot tell a lie. I did it.
All major streaming
some historians believe
when we release
that was
it,
the last time a president had a memory. Find a,
oh, you better spell that.
And my friends, there's cherry trees in all our lives. Today there are cherry trees being chopped down and no one's claiming they did it. No one will admit and say, yes, I did it. Why can't today's leaders just say, yes, I did it? Yes, I did it. Why can't they say, yes, I knew about the arms deal? Yes,
thank you so much for coming on our show tonight.
Yes,
2 hours in the room.
It's
been a pleasure to be for a appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, stick around. Max and Teddy is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Don't forget, tomorrow's New Year's Eve. Be safe out there. Who's going to come on? Give you a countdown to dance to at 7 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, here's Jack Jones.
We have Terry Barr, Rocker, and to Rob Roberts and KJ. Happy New Year to everybody. Be safe out there. We'll see you in 2022.
To Max fight on Civic Media. We are the unbeatable foe. To bear with unbearable sorrow. To run where the brave dare not go. To right the unrightable wrong. To be better far than you are. To try when your arms are too weary. To reach the unreachable star. This is my with his last ounce of courage.